That's what happened to a lady in the scripture named Sarai. She had to change her I am. God promised Sarai and her husband, Abram, that they would have a baby. But Sarai was 80 years old, way past the childbearing years. Back in those days, if a wife couldn't conceive and give her husband a child for some reason, even if it was the husband's fault, the wife was considered to be a failure. She was looked down on greatly. There was this sense of shame in not being able to conceive a baby. And this is how Sarai felt. She was 80 years old and never had a child. She felt as though she had let Abram down. Her self-esteem was so low. I can imagine some of her I ams. I am a failure. I am inferior. I am not good enough. I am unattractive. Yet Sarai has this promise from God that as an older woman, she was going to have a baby. God knew it would never come to pass unless he could convince Sarai to change her I ams. It was so imperative that she have this new mindset that God actually changed her name from Sarai to Sarah, which means princess. Now, every time someone said, "Good morning, Sarah," they were saying, "Good morning, princess. How are you, Sarah? How are you, princess? Would you pass me the ketchup, Sarah? Would you pass me the ketchup, princess?" She heard this over and over. Those words got inside her and began to change her self-image. She went from, "I am a failure," to, "I am a princess." From, "I am unattractive," to, "I am beautiful." From, "I am ashamed," to, "I am crowned by Almighty God." Instead of hanging her head in defeat, in embarrassment, she started holding her head up high. From "I'm not good enough" to "I am a child of the Most High God." From "I'm inferior" to "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Her new attitude became, "I am amazing. I am wonderful. I am a masterpiece." And ladies, as was true for Sarah, you may have had a lot of things in your life try to push you down. Bad breaks, disappointments, maybe even people have tried to make you feel as though you just don't measure up. You're not quite attractive enough. You could easily let that seed get on the inside and ruin your sense of value and cause you to live inferior. But God is saying to you what he said to Sarah, "I want to change your name to princess." Not literally, but in your attitude. You have to shake off the negative things people have said about you. Shake off the low self-esteem and the inferiority. Start carrying yourself like a princess. Start walking like a princess. Start talking like a princess. Start thinking like a princess. Start waving like a princess. Instead of whispering, "I am inferior," "I am less than," start declaring, "I am one of a kind. I am handpicked by Almighty God. I am valuable. I am a masterpiece." When you get up in the morning, don't focus on all your flaws. Look in the mirror and dare to say, "I am beautiful. I am young. I am vibrant. I am competent. I am secure." You may have had some disappointments. People may have tried to push you down, but quit telling yourself you're all washed up. Do as Sarah and say, "I am royalty. I am crowned with favor. I am excited about my future." This prince's spirit got on the inside of Sarah. It changed her self-image. I've learned you have to change on the inside before you'll see change on the outside. At 91 years old, against all odds, she gave birth to that baby. The promise came to pass. My question today is, what kind of I ams are coming out of your mouth? "I am victorious. I am blessed. I am talented. I am anointed." When you have the right I ams, you're inviting the goodness of God. Maybe if you would just change the I am, you would rise to a new level. Words have creative power. They can be very helpful, like electricity. Used in the right way, electricity powers lights, air conditioning, all kinds of good things. But electricity used in the wrong way can be very dangerous. It can harm you, even kill you. It's the same way with our words. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Life and death are in the power of our tongue." It's up to you to choose what follows the I am. My encouragement is to never say negative things about yourself. Most of us would never go up to another person, at least to their face, and criticize them. Yet we have no problem criticizing ourselves. I am slow. I am unattractive. I am so undisciplined. That is cursing your future. Do yourself a favor and zip that up. We have enough in life against us already. Don't be against yourself. I had a friend with whom I used to play basketball, and when he would miss an important shot, he would say, "I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot." He'd say it 3 times. I heard that month after month. He didn't realize it, but idiot was coming, looking for him. I hate to say it, but I think it found him. If you go around saying, "I am so dumb," this may be poor English, but dumbness is coming your way. "I am so unattractive. I am so plain," ugliness says, "I hear somebody calling my name." Use your words to bless your future, not curse your future. The scripture says, "Let the weak say, I am strong," not the opposite. "I am so tired. I am so run down." That's calling in the wrong things. "Let the poor say, I am well off," not "I am broke. I am so in debt." "Let the sick say, I am healthy. I am improving. I am getting better and better."